Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing B'Siyata D'Shmaya, our series of Shiurim in the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel. And this B'Siyata D'Shmaya is the fifth Shiur in this series. And we've been discussing, we started off with the fact that it's a Chil Hashem not to keep a peace treaty. If you make a peace treaty with the Goyim, to keep it. Otherwise, says the Radbaz, it's a Chil Hashem. And then that launched us into a discussion of Chilul Hashem, Chilul Hashem, Kiddush Hashem. And basically we've spent four shiurim, three more lengthy, the last one more brief, but four shiurim all told, just asking kashis. Whoa! Amazing, Rabbi Say. Amazing. And we're not finished. Taisis Psachim, Chof Hamad Beis, Dibor Maschil Af, Yuma, Pei Beis, Amid Ala, Dibor Maschil Ma, Yevamus, Nun Gimel, Amid Beis, Dibor Maschil Ein, Sanhedrin, Ein Dalet, Amid Beis, Dibor Maschil Vaha. They all write that since the din of Yehareg Ve'al Yavor, Ve'roit Seach, it's Misvore, what's the Svara? The Svara is who said that your blood is redder, maybe his blood is redder. What right do I have to kill someone else? Who said I'm better, maybe he's better? So says Tosfos that that's only if he does a ma'ise. If he does a ma'ise, we say that's svar. Because you have no right to do a ma'ise that's going to end somebody else's life, because maybe your life, his life is more valuable than yours. Who says that your life is more valuable? So therefore, you're forbidden to do a ma'isa and end somebody else's life. But let's say they say to somebody, listen, you be passive. We are going to throw you on the baby and kill the baby. So does one have to die before one allows that to be done to him? Says Tosfos, no. Yavor v'al yeharek, he is allowed to let himself be thrown on the baby, causing Rachmana Litzlan, the baby to die, chas v'shalom, because here he's passive. Adarab, my chaz is who says that the baby's blood is redder. Maybe your blood is redder. So it's only forbidden if it involves you doing a ma'isa. But if it's passive, then we say that svar the opposite way. Maybe your blood is redder. So who says that you have to? Who says that you have to object? Here you're being passive. Ayin sham b'divrei atosis, famous Reb Chaim Halevi al Rambam. Perakei Miyasodei HaTorah, he says, why do we have to come on to the fact that there's no Yeharik Val Yavor of Rotzeach because he didn't do a Maisa? Say better. It isn't a Aver of Ritzicha B'chlal. In other words, Tosa says, is that even though it's Ritzicha, since you're passive, you're okay. Says Reb Chaim, but there's no Ritzicha here. There's no Maisa Ritzicha. He's not the one killing. It's the one who's throwing him on the baby who's doing the killing. So why does Tosfos come onto this? Because he's passive. Tosfos should simply say there's no Aveira. He didn't do an Aveira. And what does this have to do with Gilei Arayis? If one is passive in Gilei Arayis, Tosfos says that since you're in Gilei Arayis from Reitzeach, who are in Gilei Arayis below Maisa, Yahareg Yavor Val Yahareg, in the same way as Reitzeach Yavor Val Yahareg Bili Maisa, so to Gilei Arayis. Fractosis, slicha. Slicha, fract, Reb Chaim, slicha. There, by Gilei Arayis, even when one is passive, it's still Gilei Arayis. But in the Rotzeach scenario, it's not Ritzicha B'chla. Gilei Arayis, there's a forbidden act of sexual intercourse going on over here, passive or not passive. But by Ritzicha, it's B'chla, not an Aveir of Ritzicha when it's the person who's doing the throwing on the baby that's the rotzeach, not the object. The person who himself is the object that's being thrown on the baby. So how can you learn from rotzeach to Gilei Arayis? Because rotzeach is no ma'isa, and so to Gilei Arayis, so if there's no ma'isa, then yavor val yahareg, ma pitom? Ish chiluk ma'oti, by rotzeach, it's b'chlam ma'ad ma'isa ritzicha. By Gilei Arayis, it is. So Reb Chaim wants to say that Tosfos only wrote like it's a mashal. But lemaisa, even if Lu Yitziri, he would be a rotzeach. Still, he wouldn't have to be killed because it's no svar of maichozis. And hu adin begili arayis, in other words, even if he would be a rotzeach, it wouldn't matter because he's passive. Same thing by gili arayis, even if there is gili arayis. You still yavor val yaharek because the person's passive, but that's doichak b'loshen ha-toisvus. Loshen ha-toisvus mistabra v'ram lohanach atzmos mashva, that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that you're over because it's permitted because he's passive. And that it's not an aveira. They're being mechadish gufa in this case. In this case of hanach atzmacha, of let us do this to you. So the mashmaos is dafka in this case, we allow you to be over. And if not for the chiddush of Tosfos, then you'd be nerak. And the question is, what do you need to come out to Tosfos for? What do you need Tosfos' chiddush for? It's b'chal not a ma'aser ritzicha. It's not a ma'aser ritzicha, then of course we don't say yahareg v'al yavor. And how can you bring to it from Gilei Arayis? Gilei Arayis, there is a Maisa Gilei, there is an Aver of Gilei Arayis. There is B'chal no Maisa Ritzicha. And to say that Tosfos would say that Lu Yitzir, that he would be a Rotzeach, still Lo Yaharik because there's no Svara of Maichazis. That's not the Mashmos of Tosfos. Mashmos is Dafka, in this case of Hanach Atzmacha, let yourself be thrown in the baby, and here he's B'chal not a Rotzeach. Which isn't even a Chiddush. Pshita, he's not a Rotzeach. So then... Of course, it's not because he's passive. B'chal not a ma'aser ritzicha. The one who's throwing him is doing the ma'aser ritzicha. Omnam ayin baran b'sanhedrin tafayin dalet amid beis. He writes k'divrei ha-toisvus that without a ma'aser, there's no din of yaharig val yavor. For what din legil arayos, and he adds that ain't svara. Vimakusi yitcheyu viyomusatina kakusi uaharig v'lo Yisrael. So he says that svara of Reb Chaim. In other words, he says that it's the goy who's the murderer, not the passive Jew. It's the goy who's the murderer, and he isn't matir because it's not ritzicha. He's matir because it's passive. Because if it was matir, it's not ritzicha. Then how can you learn to give arayis? Gila Rice, it is Gila Rice. You can only do Gila Rice because there's no Maisa. So again, what do you have to come on to the fact that it's that there's no Maisa? It's B'chal not a Maisa Ritzicha. And in the Sefer Or Gadol, of the Gadol Miminsk on pages 18 and 19, he brings the Ran. We just quoted the Ran in Sanhedrin. So he brings the Ran from the Shita Mekubetzis in Ksubis Gimel Amid Beis and from the Rosh in Yevamos at the beginning of the sixth parak. Right, that B'chai Gavna Pater Mishum Shu'enu HaRotzeach. That he's Taka Pater because he's not the Rotzeach. And yet we learn, the Rosh learns to Gilei Arayis. How do you learn from Gilei Arayis? Here he's not the Rotzeach, but Gilei Arayis, if the person is passive, the woman is passive, so then, or even the man, he's not doing anything, it's thing done to him. So then, that's still Gilei Arayis, but here there's no Ma'aser Ritzicha B'chla. But Kol Zeh Tamua. V'ayein Shem Od B'Divrei Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Reb Chaim HaLevi She'evi M'Divrei HaGemara B'Bava Metzia. Hagmara bebav mitzia, bedav samach bet amud alef. Machloket ben pture v'Rabbi Akiva. Achat mehamachlokot hamefursamot biyoter b'toldot ha-Talmud. Shnayim shayu malchim baderech. Uviyad echad mehem kiton shel mayim. Vim shotim shneihem metim. So you have two people walking down the street in the desert, and one of them has water and the other one doesn't. If they both drink from the water, then they're both going to die. The one who holds on to it's going to drink, he'll live, and his friend will die. Ben Batura says, let them both drink. You can't see a friend dying, both drink. Rabbi Akiva darshins from the pasuk of Echei Echicha Imach, Chayecha Koidmin L'Chayei Chaveilcha. Your life comes first. Harei She'af al pi Shu b'shei val taise V'gam ein kan ritzicha el adin hatzale Mikol mokom b'loi drosha de Chayecha Koidmin Hava amina she'yehoreg v'yal yavo. Rabbi Akiva says that your life comes first. Your life precedes your friend's life. And you're allowed to drink from the water. So even though he's b'shei val taisa, and there's no ritzicha, there's just a din hatzal, he's just saving himself. Nevertheless, without the drasha of chayecha kodmin, you would say that yahareg val yavor, that you have to die first. That even though you're not actively doing anything to the other guy, you would still have to die. And the pasuk tells us that to save yourself, chayecha kodmin. So that's in this specific instance. In this specific instance, where you're saving yourself by drinking the water, and you're not killing the other person, you're not killing the other person, you're just saving yourself. So there we say Chayecha Kodmin. But when it's going to be that there's Ritzicha involved, the person's going to be involved in a Ritzicha, here there's no pasuk. So Mamela, that would mean that b'shei val taisa, he should first be killed. Here we have a pasuk that tells us that he should save his life, even if it means his friend dying. For that you need gzeiras hakasuv, even though he's being passive. But we don't have a pasuk for when he's going to be killing his friend. He was not touching his friend. When he is touching his friend, Then even if he's shei val taisa, it's mashma that he should die first. V'yikshem izeh l'mashe kasva ha-taisis hanal. So this doesn't stem nicely at all with the taisis that we learn. Hare lefi taisis, if the person isn't doing a maisa, what do we say? We say chayecha kodmin. We say yavar val yeharek. But you see from this gemara now like that. You see from this gemara that when he's not doing a maisa, it's only okay because he's not touching his friend, because he's just saving himself. He's drinking the water and saving himself, but he's not touching his friend. But mashma, if he's touching his friend, even if it's b'shei val taisa, if he's involved in killing his friend, even if it's b'shei val taisa, yaharig val yavor. And Tosis says, no, if it's no maisa, yavor val yaharig. In the Or Gadol, he comments on this. I've quoted many, many times in these shiurim, the Or Gadol. Who is the Or Gadol? The Or Gadol was Rav Yerucham Yehuda Leib Perelman, 1835 to 1896. He was the Rav of Minsk, known as the Gadol Miminsk, was born in Brisk, to Rav Shlomo Zalman in Fege. He was a very, very sharp bacher, very, very smart, a big masmid. 13 years old, he gets married to the daughter of Rabbi Yankif, one of the Dayanim in Brisk. They learn b'chavrusa. 15, he goes to Kovna. There he spends 2 years. Meets the Rabbanim there. Talks to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter wanted to draw him to the Musar movement, but he saw that this young man is not interested. This young man wants to learn. Gemara b'Iyun. Rachmana Litzlan, he comes back to Brisk and his wife passes away young. Then he gets married again with Leah, the daughter of Nachman Neimark, Menech B'dei Ha'il, who adopted his son from his first marriage, However, Rachmana Litzlan, the child, died. He didn't have an easy life, this Gadol Miminsk. He was the Rav of Saltz and Prizhny. Saltz is a village in western Belarus, near Brisk. And so too, Prizhny or Prizhna. That's also in Belarus. So then he was invited to be the Rav of Minsk. Minsk is the capital of Belarus, the biggest city. As of the 1st of January 2023, there are 2 million people living there. Still people in Minsk. Not so many Talmidei Chachamim. And that's where he lived out the rest of his life, and he did not have an easy life. So it's interesting to learn a little of the history. Hopefully we'll get more into it in a different year. And we'll learn more about this great man who we've quoted so many times. Actually, one of his descendants married Reb Shaul Lieberman. And she died, one of his granddaughters, and then her great-granddaughters. And then Reb Shaul married Rabbi, Dr. Professor Shaul Lieberman. And then he married Yehudis, the daughter of Meir Bar Ilan. Okay, Meir Rabbi Isai. Also his son-in-law is Rav Avram Duber Connor Shapira, the last Rav of Kovna. The author of Dvar Avram, his daughter Rachel married. He had a son, Rebbe Tzion, who was a businessman. And then they had a daughter, Miriam Rabinovitz, who's the mother of Ben Rabinovitz, who's an Israeli economist. Seems to be quite well known here in Israel, not only by economists. And he had a son, Reb Moshe Perelman, who was also a businessman. He wrote a sefer, Medrash HaRefuah, Gimel Chalakim. Died in 1935. He had a son, Reb Eliyahu Perelman, the Yav Beis Din in Gerudia. The son-in-law of Reb Dov Brode Mitels. And he was the one who brought his father's book to be published. Another son, Reb Shlomo Zalman Perelman. He has a Kuntres Kiddush Hashem and Hilchos Yisori HaTorah of the Rambam, which came out with the new Mahadura. That's what we've been discussing a lot. His Chedushim on Yisori HaTorah. They have the Masada Rav Kook put it out with Aris, Rav Hillel Duchin. So, a few words about the late great Gadol Miminsk. Let us get back to our sugya. So we just saw this kasha that we see from the sugya in above Metzia, that if one passively kills, one has to die first. It's only when one is just saving oneself and not touching the other person. If you're saving oneself and you're not touching the other person, then we say the Yavar Val Yaharik. Then you don't have to save the other person. But if it involves you killing the other person, even if you're passive, the Mashmos of the Gemara is that it's us, you need a pasuk for that. We didn't have a pasuk. So it's against Tosfos, who says that if you're passive, it's okay. In the Minchas Chinuch, he's Tamea in Rosh Tzadi Vav. How could there be Yaharik Valyavur B'Shev Al Taisis? Tamea and Taisis. How can you have a Yaharik Valyavur? If he's Shev Al Taisis, what's the Havimina B'Chval? Are we passing like Rabbi Akiva? This is from, see from Rabbi Akiva that there's no Yehar Gval Yavur B'Shev Al Taisa, because here it's he's allowed to drink the water and let his friend die. But this is Tamur Me'od. It's Me'od Kasheh Le'avin Adarab. It's Mash Mefakert. Like we saw from Reb Chaim. That Rabbi Akiva's Chiddush is only if it's Bahatzala. You're just saving yourself. And you're not touching the other guy. But if it involves that you're going to be killing the other person, you're not just saving yourself here, you're just saving yourself. But if it involves you being thrown at another person, smash him according to Rabbi Akiva, it would be Har Gval Yavur. The only problem is, Tosis himself writes in Yevamos in the Daled Amud Aleph, when he writes, Hanach Atzmcha, let yourself be thrown in the baby, and the baby will be killed. He says there's no mitzvah to save your friend Begufo. Why? Dechayecha kodmin. Because your life comes first. That's like the Menachas Chinuch was learning. That you see, Chayecha kodmin. And that's Rabbi Akiva's Chayecha kodmin. And that's the Makor of Tosis. But that's Tamua, because we don't learn Tosis from Rabbi Akiva. From Rabbi Akiva, we can only learn that you can save yourself if you're drinking the water and you're not hurting your friend, you're not touching your friend. But if there's a Ritzicha involved, right, Tosis seems to imply there's a Ritzicha. That was Reb Chaim's Kasha, so it's not even a Maisa Ritzicha. But Tosis doesn't say it's not a Maisa Ritzicha. So assume that Tosis thought it is a Maiser Tzich, he said it's okay because you're passive. Seder. So here, Tosis is Mechadesh, that if you're doing it, it's okay to do a Maiser Tzich if you're passive in order to save your life. But you see now like that from Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva, we only have a Chiddush that you're allowed to save your life at your friend's expense if you're not doing a Maiser Tzich. If it's just pure Hatzala. But if there's Tzich involved, then you're not allowed to do it. So it'd be against Tosis. So what's Tosis and Yevamos saying? That Ein mitzvah lahatzil chaver b'gufa techayecha kodmin. Ma pitom chayecha kodmin? Chayecha kodmin is only when you're not touching your friend. But here there's murder involved. As Elu HaKushiyot V'moray v'rabotai Anachnu siyamnu et sidrat HaKushiyot Ani etlabatati im lamshich b'terutzim אבל החלטתי שתפסת מרובה לא תפסת, תפסת מועה תפסת. אשר על כן, אנחנו בשיעור הבא נתחיל ביישוב הדברים, במהלך לתרץ בעזרת השם את כל הקושיות. אז בילינו 5 שיעורים עם קושיות. יש לנו הרבה הרבה מה לברר, ואני מבקש מכבוד מאזיני היקרים והאהובים, שתישארו עימי, and בעזרת השם אנחנו נמשיך. We're going to see the flowers. Please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. בעזרת השם, לינה, נמשיך שלום.